Hello, we're in chapters 4, 5, and 6 today, and in chapters 4, we're picking up where we left off in chapter 3. The apostles have healed a lame man, and they've preached a big sermon, and they're starting to get recognition around that, and that has elevated the interest, elevated them to the interest of the Sanhedrin, and they're called before the Sanhedrin, and they have to respond. I just want to call your attention to remember how Jesus told them earlier in Luke that he said, don't worry about what you say when you're before kings and rulers. I'm going to tell you what you're going to say. You're going to see those verses played out in these sections. Then they have the believer's prayer, which is really, really cool because their prayer is so intense that the earth shakes. Wouldn't you like to be part of that prayer? Wouldn't that have been so cool? And then it ends the chapter. Chapter 4 ends with the believers shared everything in common. And that just gives you an idea of how seriously they took Jesus' admonition to take care of everybody. When you think about the stories that we read about the rich young ruler, and he says, sell everything you have and give to the poor, that wasn't just some kind of a metaphor for don't get caught up in materialism. They actually did that. But you know, whenever someone deals with money, and it's a good thing, somebody else can take that and do something bad with it. We see that in Ananias and Sapphira. I'm not going to go into that. There's lots of stories, lessons about Ananias and Sapphira. All I want to call your attention to, remember back when we read Joshua and we heard the story of Achan. Think about the parallels between Achan and Joshua and Ananias and Sapphira and the apostles as you're reading through that. Apostles continue to be persecuted, and then they're called back into the Sanhedrin one more time. Peter makes one of his big statements, we must obey God rather than man. That's something that we need to remember, but that's really good. And then there's this big speech by Gamaliel, without them there, but where he basically is defending the fact that we don't know whether these guys are from God or not. Let's hedge our bets. Let's be careful. Chapter 6 is very good. We have the selecting of the 7 to distribute food to the Grecian widows. And we have particularly the introduction of Stephen. And Stephen was one that was mighty in spirit. He was a big debater. And I want to call your attention around verse 8 and 9, where he was said there was opposition arose from the members of the synagogue of the freedmen. And look at where they're from. These are from the Jews that are not from Jerusalem and Judea. And one of the areas that is listed is the area of Cilicia. And the only reason I point that out is they said that they tried to debate with Stephen and they couldn't win the arguments. Cilicia happens to have a major city in it. And one of the major cities in Cilicia is a city called Tarsus. Is there anybody else that you know who happens to be from Tarsus, who happens to be a really well-known debater? We're going to see more about him tomorrow. So anyway, that was something that didn't set well with folks, and Stephen finds himself arrested. Tomorrow we're going to deal with Stephen and his defense, and we'll see what happens there. Hope you have a good evening. God bless you, and we'll talk again tomorrow.